Up to his car he backed his bronze-shod team of aerial runners, long manes blowing gold. He adorned himself in panoply of gold, then mounted, taking up his golden whip, and lashed his horses onward. At full stretch, midway between the earth and starry heaven, they ran toward Ida, sparkling with cool streams, mother of wild things, and the peak of Gargaron, where are his holy plot and fragrant altar. There Zeus, father of gods and men, reined in and freed his team, diffusing cloud about them, while glorying upon the crest he sat to view the far-off scene below, Achaean ships and Trojan city. At that hour, Achaean fighting men with flowing hair took a meal by their huts and armed themselves. The Trojans, too, on their side in the city, mustered under arms, though fewer, still resolved by dire need to fight the battle for wives and children's sake. Now all the gates were flung wide and the Trojan army sortied, charioteers and foot, in a rising roar. When the two masses met on the battle line, they ground their shields together, crossing spears with might of men in armor. Round shield bosses rang on each other in the clashing din, and groans, mingled with shouts of triumph, rose from those who died and those who killed. The field ran rivulets of blood. While the fair day waxed in heat through all the morning hours, missiles from both sank home and men went down, until when Helios bestrode mid-heaven the father cleared his golden scales. Therein two destinies of death's long pain he set for Trojan horsemen and Achaean soldiers, and held the scales up by the midpoint. Slowly one pan sank with death's day for Achaeans. Zeus erupted in thunder from Ida, with burning flashes of lightning against the Achaean army, dazing them all. Now white-faced terror seized them. Neither Idomeneus nor Agamemnon held his ground, and neither Ajax held, the tall one nor the short one, peers of war. Only the old lord of the western approaches, Nestor, stayed in place. Not that, in fact, he willed to. No, one horse had been disabled by Alexandrus, whose arrow hit him high, just at the spot most vulnerable where the springing mane begins. The beast reared in agony, for the point entered his brain, and round he floundered, fixed by the bronze point, making havoc among the horses.